now, while the pre-markets are kind of struggling at this juncture. All three major indices are in the red, with the Dow down 163 points, the Nasdaq losing 59, S&P 500 off 17. Let's turn to Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital. He joins us once again here on Business for Breakfast. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so what's going on? Why are we seeing some red on the board today?
Gee, you know, that's a simple question. I like when you give me a simple question. It's easy to answer. It's very simple. You know, the economic news is good. Earnings continue well, even though we're at the tail end of it. But unfortunately, the trade war continues to expand. And what's really happening here is we're seeing, you know, Turkey in the midst of a in the midst of turmoil, and of course in the midst of a collapsing currency, has retaliated. They've put tariffs on American products, alcohol and cars in particular, and that is basically what's weighing on the market this morning. You know, as I've said in the past, and I'm going to say it again, the market, I think, is taking this trade war a bit too light. And I say that because there's no question that we will win. It's obvious, you know, we're coming from strength. We can endure the pain a bit more longer than, let's say, China, Europe, and certainly Turkey. But the fact is that the industrial nations are not going to give us an easy win. And so that means that we will begin to feel that impact. And so from time to time, the market reflects on that, and we have days that, you know, the trade war weighs on the market sentiment. And that's exactly what's happening this morning.
I certainly agree with you that investors seem not to be taking it as seriously as they should. And I think that's in part because of the sense of optimism that you sort of just described, in the sense that you think that the United States could win this, including against China and what have you. I don't think so. In fact, I just published a piece on Real Clear Markets. Don't be naive. China holds some serious trade cards versus the United States. So my contention is that if we're going to win this, you know, I don't say it in here, but my guess would be 5-10 years down the line, maybe finally we win it. But I'm not as optimistic in that regard. But what do you think? Do you think that that's the reason why so many investors are hesitant to let this really adversely affect their outlook?
Well, look, I think, you know, the earnings season, we're just coming out of an earnings season, which was real good. The macro news continues to be good. The economy is strong. So investors are saying, hey, look, we can win this trade war very easily. And obviously the propaganda from the White House is that, you know, when Mr. Trump began talking about a trade war, he specifically said that it was an easy win. Well, that's not the case, is it? And by the way, it's not the case because we've seen in certain cases where it has already weighed on earnings. But the other factors are certainly positive. And so the market is hanging it's hanging the positive sentiment to put aside, you know, the potentials of what may or may not happen with the trade war. Now, you know, we spoke about this in the past, and we said that China has a lot of tools. Well, just this morning, CNBC had a piece out which said that China could reportedly use its unwritten tech rules.
Exactly, I saw that.
And on U.S. companies. And so there's another tool that they have. But the ones that I've focused on, and I think that could be a potential problem, is the fact that they own a lot of American debt and a lot of greenbacks. And if you look at the dollar, it continues to gain traction. It continues to move higher. Well, you know, Mr. Trump, when he has said many times in the past that the dollar was too strong. Then, of course, he reversed that that thinking when Mr. Kudlow became his chief economic advisor, because Mr. Kudlow has always been for a very strong dollar. In fact, his phrases have always been the king dollar. And so now, of course, we're seeing this happening. And that's going to come back to haunt us. And I think that, again, going back to China, that their tool is the debt that they hold and the amounts of dollars that they hold. All they have to do is keep devaluating their yuan, the dollar strengthens, and guess what? We will have not only trade deficits that could double and triple within a year or two, but certainly an economic slowdown in U.S. exports, and that will impact the economy. So, you know, like I said, we'll eventually win. How long is it going to take? I don't know. But the fact that we're seeing, and let's not forget that Europe has yet to retaliate in a big way. We've seen China move. Now we've seen Turkey move. And there are a lot of other countries that could begin to retaliate. And so I think as it expands, it becomes more of a problem. But like I said, investors are focusing on the so-called basic fundamental of the stock market, and that is good earnings.
And we're also getting news today. U.S. retail sales rose more than expected in July as households boosted purchases of motor vehicles and clothing, which suggests that early in the third quarter, the economy is remaining strong. This according to CNBC. Your thoughts on this?
Absolutely. No question about it. In fact, I thought they were going to come in around 0.2% on the upside, and they came in at 0.6%. Now, it could be, part of that could be due to the fact that, you know, we're approaching the end of the summer, so back-to-school sales were strong. But subtract maybe 0.2% from that, and you still have a strong figure. So the bottom line is, you know, wages have begun. By the way, speaking about wages, I don't know if you saw the non-farm productivity, but something that caught my eye was labor costs were up almost 1%, 0.9%. That means that wages are beginning to perk up a bit. And, of course, with the tax help and wages picking up, that just gives the American consumer more disposable income, and that income is being spent.
Once again, Peter Cardillo is our guest from Spartan Capital. What do you make of the, obviously we just talked about some of the trade aspects of it, but the lira crisis, what's going on in Turkey? What's your take on what's happening there in that regard?
Well, look, it was a long coming situation for Turkey, you know, under the president administration. Things have did explode to the upside and then began weakening. And then, of course, you know, there was this, there is this diplomatic rift in part due to the evangelical pastor who's being held in Turkey. And so the administration decided to impose tariffs, and that created a run on the lira. But there are also financial problems there. So the real problem with Turkey is not Turkey, but if Turkey should implode, who will be next? And there are several Southern European countries that the market is fearful of. And so now we're seeing sort of like a tough response by the Turkish government by retaliating. And so this thing could linger and linger and linger. They've taken some steps. In fact, they announced steps to stem short sales from banks. But, you know, anytime you interfere with the process of the market, you might halt it temporarily, but going forward, it never works. So it's just like putting price controls, you know. Back in the 70s when we had price controls, prices didn't go up for a while, but then when they axed them, then, you know, what happened? We had runaway inflation.
Well, and I just want to jump in. Final question, because I know we're about out of time here with you, Peter. Oil, what's going on there?
Well, again, you know, we had, it's under pressure. Oil, you know, there's one. There are two markets that seem to be really concerned about this trade war. And one is oil, and the other one is the metals. If you notice, gold is making new lows here. Oil has come down from its highs, holding some technical parameters. The reason why it's down today is because of what's happening in Turkey, the stronger dollar. And, of course, we had the API reports last night, and they did show a surprise rise in crude oil inventories. But getting back to the markets that seem to be more sophisticated and seem to be worried about the trade war, it's the commodity markets, and I'm referring to oil as well as the metals. In normal times, gold should be going through the roof, but it's not. And the reason for that is, well, people are worried that the trade war is not going to end up pretty. And so that means if there's any slight inflation uptick now, that could all reverse 6 months down the road.
Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital. Always great to check in with you. Thanks for sharing your thoughts this morning.
My pleasure.